Hey kids, it's your daddy, and I am speaking to you from Death Valley, California. I wanted to tell you a little bit about how our trip is going and some of the things we did. So let's see, when we arrived in Las Vegas, we got into a whole bunch of big white vans and drove about 4 hours to a town called Tonopah, and we slept there. Woke up in the morning, had a very delicious breakfast, all kinds of great things at the hotel, and drove for a while to a place where they extract lithium from under the earth. Lithium is a chemical that's used in lots of things, including the rechargeable batteries that are in laptop computers and cell phones and other things like that. And how they extract lithium is pretty cool. It's not what you would normally think of as a mine. No one is digging under the ground. No one's digging holes. No one's scraping the surface of the ground. What they do is there is brine, that's salt water, underneath the ground, deep underneath the ground, hundreds of feet under the ground. And this brine happens to have dissolved in it a lot of chemicals, including chemicals that contain lithium. So what they do is they pump this hot, salty brine out from under the earth, and they pour it into a kind of an artificial lake, and they let it sit there, and it evaporates in the sunshine. So they're using solar energy to evaporate the water. And as the water evaporates, it gets stronger and stronger, right? The chemicals get more and more concentrated. And eventually they pour it off into another pool. And then they use that, also use sunlight on that to evaporate it. And it gets stronger and stronger. And then they pour it into another pool, and so on and so on and so on. And before I tell you more about it, here is the sound of water pouring from one pool to another as gathered by a Terrascope student. So eventually what happens is the water starts to get so concentrated that certain chemicals crystallize out of it. And one of the first ones to go is ordinary salt. So big salt crystals, huge salt crystals tend to form, and you see them around the edges of these lakes because these lakes are drying up, right? So the edges are where all of the salt forms because there used to be water there and then it dried up. And they go through a variety of steps of basically crystallizing out different chemicals until they get some solids that contain lithium. And they take the lithium and they do things to it that they need to do in order to make it into a usable form, and then they sell it. I think this is the only lithium mine in the U.S., but as I said, it's a pretty funny kind of a mine, really. So one of the things that they have there is the pile of all of the salt that they've gathered over the years, the salt crystals that come out of those dried up ponds, and they can't, for a variety of reasons, they can't currently sell the salt to use for road salt or table salt, so they have an enormous pile of it, and it doesn't look salty because there's a lot of kind of clay mixed in with it. It looks like this big pile of muddy clay, but we walked up on it, and when you walk up on it, it's very sort of a hard surface, and you kind of clomp around on it, and it's very, very rigid, very hard, but underneath the surface, sometimes there's little gaps or holes. And so you can stomp on it, and you can break through that hard plate of the surface. And it sounds like breaking pottery. Here, I'll play you the sound that one of the students gathered when he was stomping on it. That's just stomping through the surface of this pile of salt. So after that, we drove to a cinder cone volcano. It's a volcano that's made almost exclusively now of ash particles and the remnants of volcanic bombs, chunks of lava that got tossed up into the air and solidified on their way down and then crashed. And we climbed up to the top, and it was a steep but enjoyable climb, both up and down. And then we got into the vans and drove for another 3 or 4 hours down into, across a huge mountain pass and down into Death Valley, which I will tell you more about tomorrow. The scenery here is spectacular. Lots of beautiful desert things to see. And so far it's been a very busy trip, and we've only really had about a day. And I love you, and I miss you, and I look forward to seeing you soon. Bye.